Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Election results pour in from France. France's far-right National Front Party is projected to win no more than 5 seats in the lower house of parliament after the first round of voting on Sunday. It was the second setback for the party in barely a month after its leader, Marine Le Pen, reached the presidential runoff vote, only to be beaten by centrist Emmanuel Macron. French politics scholar Natalie Doyle of Monash University tells VOA that this will help advance Macron's reform agenda.
His program is very clear. He's going to, in fact, continue with the EU-led policies of austerity. So he wants to completely reform labor law in France.
Projections indicate Macron's party is set for a landslide victory. British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke to reporters after appointing a new cabinet. She talked about her plans. She said government must be there for the people, providing security and stability.
That's what I've been doing today, putting together a cabinet that reflects the wealth of talent and experience across the Conservative Party. A cabinet that will get on with the job of government. That's about delivering a successful Brexit negotiations, and those negotiations start in a week's time. But it's also about ensuring we're dealing with some of the social issues that we see in our country. So tackling issues around mental health, ensuring we have proper technical education for young people, tackling the housing crisis. This is what my cabinet, this is what my government will be getting on and doing.
May had called last week's snap election, which produced no clear-cut winners. Ukrainians celebrated the first day of visa-free travel to the European Union and what President Poroshenko called a final exit of the country from the Russian Empire. The EU approved the arrangement last month after repeated delays since it promised to cement ties with Kyiv in 2014. This is VOA News. Protesters in Vladivostok shouting Medvedev must be dismissed, referring to the Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, widely accused throughout Russia for his acquisition of unexplained riches. Protests throughout Russia were called by opposition leader Alexei Navalny, including in Moscow, where Navalny called for a last-minute location change for a demonstration that could cause confrontations with police in one of Moscow's main thoroughfares. In Vladivostok, meanwhile, young Alexei Borisenko explains his reasons for being there. He said, "I'm here first of all because of the corruption in Russia, which is reaching huge proportions. While in Iceland, the prime minister gets dismissed because of being caught as a result of the Panama Papers, our prime minister is caught in such big corruption cases and he doesn't go anywhere. This is very strange. It's a dead end for the country's development," he says. Several protesters were detained in Vladivostok on Monday at an anti-corruption protest. Bahrain, Egypt,